Welcome back to The Black Sheep,
a podcast by Afrojack.
If you haven't been delusional at least once in your fucking life,
maybe this podcast is not for you. Here we are, welcome back to Black Sheep Podcast with a new episode.
Woo woo!
This time, today, we are discussing a movie. Indeed. As usual, of course. And the title of the movie, as you may have gathered from the title, is Whiplash by Damien Chazelle.
Mm-hmm.
So, this movie, I had a lot to say about this movie, honestly. I liked it a lot, but at the same time, I don't know. It's a very interesting movie, in my opinion. Okay. It shed lights to an interesting section of the art world,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Did you like it? What did you like the most about it?
I liked it very much. I'm going to say I liked the ending the most because this was a movie that gave me goosebumps. Mm-hmm. And I always really appreciate movies that give me goosebumps at the end. I really appreciate it. I'm not the length of the movie, but I think that the story was told with the details that you needed to know, and it ended when it needed to end.
Okay, so you think it was short? It was too short?
I think some things could have definitely been more
developed.
More developed, exploring a bit more depth.
Makes sense.
But in the end, I felt like Whiplash is a song. Right, is the song is performed throughout the movie. So the movie really is about the song. It's the protagonist. And the storyline is about that, is about someone learning to perfection this song. And since the beginning to the end, that's what the movie's about. The song and the perfection and the perfect achievement of its performance by the guy. So you don't need to know anything more after the end, but you do want to know more. You do want to know where this guy will end up because he fought so hard. So what now? Like, you want to know what happens, but it's right for the movie to end when it ends with the final concert.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you. Like, at the same, like, it's the journey of the song. It's a journey of perfection in the song, the journey of the musician that reaches perfection.
Exactly. Literally. It's not about the musician, because then in that case, of course, I would have won the movie to show me what happens afterwards.
Yes,
but
yes.
He will then perform other songs, and it will not be Whiplash anymore, so it cannot be in the Whiplash movie. It has to be
Absolutely.
Something else.
Yeah.
And apart from the story, I really, really loved the frames, the picture, how you could feel the pain and the emotions, the physical stress that he was going through, because he plays the drums, for context. Like, that's a very important...
Yes, let's give a little, like, framework for the movie, like, the plot.
So there's this guy that plays in a music school, a very important music school in New York. He plays the drums, and in his school, there's a band, and the conductor of this band is a professor named Fletcher, which is very known for his... tough love, but just tough teaching methods, which is very not degrading but very harsh on the students, because he wants to push people to reach perfection in a way. And that's exactly what happens to the guy, which is Tyler, is his name?
Andrew.
One funny thing about this movie is that the only two names that I remember are Whiplash and Fletcher, so that already tells you who the story is about. And so then this guy makes it to the band of Professor Fletcher, has to deal with this very tough teaching, and especially with one song, which is Whiplash, which is very difficult to perform on the drums because it's very fast movements and the tempo is really hard to keep up with. Yeah, the story is about Andrew perfectioning his drum techniques, especially through Whiplash, to in the end achieve the approval of Fletcher. And that's a full-on spoiler.
Yeah, exactly. Full-on spoiler. Like you could not watch the movie now.
Yeah,
like, you know everything you need to know.
Well, the thing is that this movie is from 2014, so many of you already probably knew about it. It's very,
absolutely.
Very famous. Many people recommended it to me. I only watched it last night, but I really liked it.
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
I think I totally agree with you with the fact that the movie should have ended like that. Like you, I am in contrast with you with what you just said. I did not feel like I wanted to know more. Like I felt like it was a perfect story told from beginning to end.
Yeah.
And this is a thing that I like a lot about Damien Chazelle, who of course is the director of La La Land and Babylon, which are two movies that we both loved. Yeah. Honestly, and I really like how he builds stories from beginning to end. Like, he knows where the story starts and he knows where the story ends. Like, you can feel that he thinks of movies in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know where you're going, you know where it ends, and you can build around it,
yeah.
Basically. I agree that I would have loved to see more of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, I would have loved him to go deeper with the family history of Andrew.
Okay.
Like, because like there is only one scene of him being at the dinner table, I suppose, with people that we don't know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're never introduced, and they just have a discussion, because of course the parents are like hyping the kids because they are in high school,
yeah,
and they are playing. And they don't have the same standards that he has for himself. So for a normal family, being the quarterback of a high school team,
yeah,
in football is like the peak. And it's like, okay, but you're not at FNL.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And he's saying, no, I am in the best school, in the best music school in America. I am in the band. I am a core member. So I have to be there.
Yeah.
So that means that I am successful. And I want to be successful. I want to be so successful that even when I die, I think he clearly says, I would rather die at 34 with everybody remembering my name than dying at 90, rich, and nobody cares for,
yeah,
me. So this is like just to understand like what is the drive that this guy has. Mm-hmm. Okay. But at the same time, I would have loved Damien Chazelle to go deeper with the family history and the relationship that a person that is so ambitious, the problems that a person that is so ambitious has in relating to people that do not care for success, honestly, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not saying that craving success is good and not craving it is bad. But I don't know. I think it would have been like I would have wanted to see it more.
Okay.
Like, the only time that you see a little more is with the relationship with the girl.
Mm-hmm.
That he fucks it up, of course. Because he breaks up with her with an excuse that is like, okay, you are gonna slow me down because you would want attention for me and I cannot give you the attention that I have to give to the music.
I'll be honest with you.
Which is crazy. Did you...
I get it.
No, I get it too. I get it too, but at the same time... It is. I do not personally think that it's true that for someone to be in a relationship with someone else, you have to make decision for the other.
Yeah, I agree with that. But it's also being thoughtful enough in a way to know what you can give and what you cannot give. And in Andrew's case, everything for him was the drums. That's what he wanted to do.
True.
And he was like, I care about the drums so much that I will not be able to give you the attention that you need and deserve in a way. So it's just better off if we don't go anywhere with this.
Okay, this is very interesting because the way that I perceived that dialogue at the diner, it wasn't like he was having regards for her. He was just like taking out a problem.
Yeah, I think...
Because, like, it felt like he was saying, you know what, you cannot stay with me. I cannot stay with you.
I think that's also why they don't give that much context about family and stuff. It's because I mm-hmm. think then you would read too much into why he takes certain decisions. Whereas because of the way the movie is done, all of his decisions are around drums. And
yeah,
that being his priority. And so... No other character would have had space in the movie except for the drums, Andrew, and Fletcher.
Absolutely.
Because also the dad has very little space in the movie. And I think that, yeah, is also fair that when he then calls the girl up, then she's not available anymore.
Yeah, totally.
I didn't care about the family context in this movie because I immediately was in the mood that this is about drums. Like, that's what the thing is about.
Not in fact, what I wanted to say is that even though I would have loved to see more about that, every time that I bring up something that I would have wanted to see, I can give myself an answer to why it is not included in the movie, which is always what you said.
Exactly.
The movie is about the song Whiplash and the journey of him learning it and his relationship with the motherfucking Fletcher, and how he was a piece of shit, basically. This is my take.
Yeah.
Sorry. So yeah, absolutely.
There's a very interesting dialogue, which I think for me was one of the most important scenes in the movie, which is when Andrew and Fletcher sit down at the bar. He's not his student anymore.
Yeah.
Like, things happen that we will not spoil because we spoiled so much already. But Fletcher then gives an explanation on his teaching method. And then there's Andrew questioning the fact that maybe if you push people that hard, you are actually preventing them from being the next great musician instead of helping them reach perfection and be the next big musician. And he was like, no, because the next best musician will not let these things break him or them.
Yeah. But at the same time, do you think that's toxic? Like, who are you? Who do you agree with? Do you agree with Fletcher or do you agree with Andrew?
Based on the movie, Fletcher was right in the end.
Yes.
And you see that he himself sees that he's right, because he starts smiling, seeing how good Andrew actually was, how determined he actually was. And Andrew wanted to prove that, but based on the movie, it worked. That's exactly what Andrew needed to reach perfection. Then you are completely excluding all of the other important factors that make human life good, because then it's like, this guy was obsessed with drums and that was the only thing that he could do and that was the only thing that he could think about. So if you just think about the drums, then yeah, that's the best way. But for all of the other aspects of life, absolutely no. You need a type of encouragement next to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I agree with the tough love thinking.
No. Yeah. I think that in this movie, Fletcher brought it to the extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing that Andrew says to him is like, do you have like a limit? Because of course, people have limits.
Yeah.
And definitely, if you want to be, it's not just about the drums. Let's take, for example, people in sports. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, there is Michael Phelps, for example, that if you read something about the way he trained, he was pushing himself on a daily basis, which is the same thing that Fletcher did,
mm-hmm.
basically, with Andrew. But at the same time, I don't think that the swimming world is just made of Michael Phelps. You know, there are people that have limits and maybe they reach their limit. And so having someone that is supposed to be your mentor, someone that you can trust, and you're also, I don't know, I want to say offering yourself to, because like you are in their hands.
Yeah.
Okay? They are your teacher. Your progress is in their hands. At the same time, I think there has to be a limit. Okay, you cannot like push me constantly down, because I would be discouraged in the end. I would think that I'm dumb.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that I cannot. And so there is not just the top of the mountain. There is also other layers of the mountain. And maybe I am doing, in the context of Whiplash, maybe I'm studying music just because I love it.
Yeah.
I don't have any kind of, I don't know, interest in being like the best of the best and always be I just want to be in an orchestra and play my favorite songs, my favorite compositions.
Yeah. And then you don't go to Fletcher.
So in that sense, it's toxic to me.
Yeah, definitely. But that's what he wanted. That's what Andrew wanted.
No. Yeah. In the concert, I was just asking you
if you
think that in general, like in life, would you agree with an approach like that, with a behavior like that? And my answer to the question is no. No, if it's not like balanced with other stuff.
Yeah.
Especially because people reach their potential gradually. You cannot expect people to make a jump like that in the early stages. You cannot. You simply cannot. It's something that you have to build.
Mm-hmm.
you have to like raise the bar constantly. You cannot expect someone to go from zero to 250 in a month or,
that's
or a semester.
For sure. That's for sure. No, I think, to be honest, it's not a type of teaching that I've ever been under. Like, mm-hmm. it's never something that I've experienced myself. I would say slightly in the swimming, like, but I was really young and I was quite soon taken out of that environment. So I really didn't have a full grasp on it, but it was more not about, they do kind of want you to develop a little obsession for the thing because you need to be slightly yes. obsessed to reach a certain level of skills. And that I think applies to everything. As long as it resonates with what you want to do and who you want to be, I think, like, there are some things in which I would want that type of mentoring.
No, definitely. It definitely works. It's definitely very effective. It's an effective method to improve.
Like, I feel like I've never had it and I kind of wish I had it more mm-hmm. because the alternative is the encouragement to, even when it's not needed or when it's not appropriate. And I think that just makes people accept kind of whatever and be happy with whatever without striking for more, because you don't think that more is necessary. Like, you're okay with it, but it's not the best thing that you could have.
Absolutely, absolutely. No, but I have to say, like, I have been surrounded, as you know, in my teenage year with people that were athletes, and they were very good athletes, okay? And they all had a weird relationship with their coach, mm-hmm. basically, okay? It's something that happens, but because when you spend so much time together, it cannot be, like, more than a professional relationship, okay? And I agree that the tough love or the tough teachings that... what's his name? Fletcher. Mm-hmm. That Fletcher had work, but they have to be restricted to the learning sessions. Okay, like when you're training, when you're having rehearsals, you have to be fucking hard. Like, you have to expect perfection. You have to expect. But once the rehearsal, once the training session is done, you cannot continue to impose that kind of like, you know, baggage on a person, which, and they are also young. They are young. He was like 18 or something. Like, I cannot imagine being subjected to that kind of pressure.
Yeah, it's you need a boundary, and you need to be able to like differentiate the situations.
Yeah, you have to shift from one role to the other, from the educator to the person that actually helps you grow.
Yeah.
If they had a shitty session, okay, what did you did wrong today? You did wrong this. But at the same time, of course, if it was that mature, the movie would have not been so effective, I think.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, go ahead.
I also watched the movie last night, and as the movie was going on, I could not help but make a comparison between this movie and another movie that we both loved, that is Black Swan.
Yes.
Because I felt like the pursuit of perfection is a common theme that both of the movies have.
I agree.
And I could not help but draw like conclusions from which I think was like the different take or a different perspective they were telling the story. And I think that Black Swan tells, even though it's also a very self-destructive story, we can agree on that, I think, I think she dies in the end, so, or maybe not, but, you know, she sacrifices everything for her work, for the pursuit of perfection. I really loved, I think in Black Swan actually came out better, the essence of the teacher being the one that pushes you to your limit.
Yeah.
Okay, like okay, he's teasing you. It's like, okay, look at her, she's doing it better. Or I don't know, you're doing it wrong, try again. And it felt like in the end of, and I could not help but making a comparison, especially in the end, because at the end of Black Swan, she's so happy mm-hmm. because like she finally reached, like the last line is, it was perfect, and she is crying. Because like she finally did it, she reached the perfection, she balanced the black and a white swan.
Yeah.
In Whiplash, low-key, I felt like Andrew was having a wank because Fletcher was like smiling. And it felt like more like he was looking for his approval rather than he like doing it for himself, you know.
I agree with you.
What do you think?
He didn't do it to prove himself, but to prove something to Fletcher. Whereas in Black Swan, I don't remember the name of the protagonist, but Natalie Portman, it's all for herself. And in a way, she is her own mentor. She is the person that pushes herself the most.
Yeah.
To the point that she sees someone that is her, but it's not her in her eyes. And that is the person that will then push her to her limit until the very end. So Black Swan is... it's much more about her.
Yeah, it's more psychological,
exactly.
Actually.
And then Whiplash is more about this person looking for the approval of the one that can is then in the industry enough to tell him that he's good or not.
Exactly.
In Natalie Portman's case, she knew what she needed to achieve for perfection.
She's the one saying it was perfect.
Exactly. That's why I think I prefer Black Swan in that point of view, even though he's way more extreme. But it's just, Whiplash, it's more about someone pushing something out of you. In Black Swan is you pushing yourself out.
Absolutely. I agree. But in the end, like, I think they're two marvelous movies.
Yeah. I think in the end, they both stimulate you to achieve the best that you can, like push yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
Not as much as they do, but you do understand that there's slightly a good thing about pushing yourself over the limit.
Yeah. And it's also interesting how you change. Like when you are confronted with the pursuit of perfection, mm-hmm. how a part of you has to die.
Yeah.
Basically, like you cannot, it's not something that you can balance with other aspects of your life. You just have to have so much space that you dedicate yourself to it. And this also causes you to change personality, change your approach to things. Because if the only thing that you know is being like practice, push, you're gonna achieve a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it can happen that you become harsh, you become, you know, more edgy. More edged.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have edges. Okay, your character, it becomes not maybe that likable, because maybe you are surrounded by people that do not understand it.
Yeah,
like they do not share your same point of view and your same drive.
Yeah, there's really a message of you being alone in it. The fact that there's not an mm-hmm. option for you to balance your passion with other things. And that's why I think very little people can do that, and very little people can be so, so great. There's definitely a lot that they have given up on to reach a certain point.
Yeah, sacrifice.
That's why I get him with the breaking up with the girl. Perfectly understandable.
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah. No, my only thing about that was that it felt more like he was not being considerate for her, mm-hmm. but it was being considered for him. It was like having like a business talk, you know.
Yeah,
he
said it seemed
so
like
smoothly. She says things so smoothly, so clearly, like it was clearly a rehearsed speech.
Yeah.
Where he said, "Okay, this is the problem. We cannot go on because of this. It was all about him, but it wasn't like I don't know, sad or conflicted afterwards.
Yeah.
She was crying,
know,
of course.
We don't know about that. We don't know." Because that's not part of his life that we were shown.
Yeah, no, true.
So we just see him, the next scene, going to class.
Is him bleeding,
but we don't
bleeding.
Know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But we don't know if he had been crying or something the whole night because he was actually upset. So that's the thing. They never focus the narrative on anything else outside of him being in the band and reaching perfection.
Yeah.
But no, I really liked it. I definitely recommend it. Also Black Swan, in case you haven't seen it, because it's so good.
Absolutely. Okay, question. Mm-hmm. Just to, you know, have a little more closing discussion. If you were to experience, like, a pursuit of perfection, what do you think it would be your approach? Would you be a Whiplash girl or a Black Swan girl? Which one would you think would be more effective for you?
I think Sadly, the Black Swan. I think no one shits on myself as much as I do.
No, same. I'm on the boat.
Yeah, so I really think also because the what I found around myself was always just love and encouragement. Luckily, I have to say, I think maybe that's exactly That's exactly the reason why I would probably have more of a Black Swan approach, because everyone else in my life would be an encouragement, and so I wouldn't find the push in a Fletcher. I wouldn't have a Fletcher in my life that pushes it out of me. I would have to find it within myself. I have to find it within myself.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you.
I think
no, yeah, tell me.
Like concluding on this Black Swan Whiplash comparison, I felt more related to Natalie Portman than to Andrew into mm-hmm. life experiences, for example.
No, yeah, absolutely. 100%. And I agree with you. I think I would be also, I would also have like a Black Swan approach, but I think that I would kind of need a Fletcher.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not the whole Fletcher, maybe 3/4 of a Fletcher.
Yeah.
Because I can be very inconstant sometimes, and I need someone to check me.
I agree.
Badly.
Keep you on track.
Exactly. Keep me on track.
For sure.
So I will probably go with a combination of both, but at the same time, yes, I am the person that is. You can try to say something bad to me, but I probably already told it to me when I was 13.
Yeah.
So there's nothing Absolutely. You can tell to me that I haven't already said to myself. 100%. So I think the optimal situation for me would be a combination of the both.
Okay.
But I am a swan girl. I am a Black Swan boy.
We're black swans.
100%.
Black sheep and black swans.
Black sheep, exactly. Teaming up.
All right. Well, that was it for our episode of the 14th of April. And until next week.
Long live the sheep always. And bye.